JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, boys at Muirton welcome the upgrades to their home. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Now you can apply for your passport more conveniently. Simply drop off your application using our safe and convenient Dropbox service during regular opening hours at PICA's headquarters. Put your completed application form in the envelope provided, fill out the required information on the envelope, seal, and place in the Dropbox. It's that simple. You can even have your passport delivered to you by courier service. PICA, making applying for your passport a breeze.
The Muirton Child Care Facility in Portland has been renovated at a cost of $40 million. The government renovated the boys' home recently, leaving it much better suited to assist the boys with learning challenges who call Muirton home. State Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the home's refurbishment represents the reorganizing of the ministry's approach to dealing with special needs children.
As we start out, we expect to serve 25 boys with mild disabilities. And that is to ensure that when the boys come here, they will be able to have their holistic development met. And that is why we place specific emphasis on the sort of environment that we will bring them into. Just looking at the surroundings, you already feel the therapeutic nature of this place.
The project was completed over a 6-year period and involved the installation of a new kitchen and proper drainage, roof replacement, electrical rewiring, perimeter fencing, and other works. Located in the community of Manchineel, the home caters to boys aged 11 to 16 years. The programs offered are geared at enhancing their social and entrepreneurial capabilities in agriculture, computer science, and the arts. It is said that humility, civility, dignity, and community are 4 basic pillars upon which a solid Jamaican society rests. And these are in fact integral to the building of a Jamaica that could realize our national development plan. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm to learn more, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the PIOJ at 906-4463-4 and ask about Vision 2030. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. This longtime contributor to Jamaican music and culture has managed the career of dancehall greats including Shabba Ranks, Mad Cobra, and Lady Patra. She has given years of service to the music and cultural industries in both the public and private sectors. She now continues her advocacy for culture in the cabinet. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Olivia Babsy Grange.
It's a reality. It's a barankin mind.
Minister Grange was presented with the JARIA, that's Jamaica Reggae Industry Association's Lifetime Achievement Award, for her contribution to the music industry on Sunday. She is also a member of the Order of Distinction. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.